Hi, and welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us again for our tactical update. It is April 26, and we're doing the month end a little bit early as the month goes over the weekend. And I'll be traveling next week, so I want to give you an update before I take off. Before we jump into things, as always, keep in mind the information we provide on here is for information purposes only. Always do your own due diligence, or better yet, reach out to us, ask us your questions, have us review your portfolios. We always are welcome anyone to send in their portfolios. We'll do a review and give you our best recommendations as to how you're doing and the track that you're on. But with that, let's kind of jump into the month of April. The month of April's been an off month for the markets. A lot of buzz around around tech companies and how they're leveraging AI. And if you watched our last month's video, we talked about how AI is being integrated into pretty much every industry out there these days, and how they're trying to use this new tool effectively to increase productivity, to increase earnings, and to make their products better for the end users. But this month, it's been a bit off in the overall portfolios, and I want to show you, remember, our tactical approach is unique. And at the beginning of April, we actually did a rebalance in the portfolios. If you own it, you saw a big shift there. And basically, what we were calling for is a pullback in the U.S. So we lightened back off on our U.S. positions. We took a lot of profits that we've had a great run up so far this year, and we moved to just over 20% in cash. And that cash is working for the portfolio, so don't worry, it's not just sitting there. Yields on cash are quite high, anywhere between 4.5% and 5% these days. So we've parked that there, not hopefully for a longer period of time, but we do expect a pullback, a big move in that. We reduced our tech positions quite a bit, which has played out really nicely in April, as we've seen the tech companies come off their highs. We've seen the overall markets coming off their highs, and the cash has been is nicely protective. That's not a call that we expect the markets to completely crash. Just simply, they were a bit ahead of themselves. Most of the returns we've seen so far year to date has been concentrated in about 10 companies, especially in the U.S. Right, you might hear the numbers out there, the Magnificent Seven, the tech companies that have been leading the charge. But there's been about 10 companies that have been really moving the U.S. indexes, and that's where we've seen the returns. That's a very concentrated a move for the indexes. And as we see some of those names pulling back, of course, the indexes are going to come off. What we're hoping for is that correction coming off of those big 10 names as we go into earnings season, and then being able to move into the market and seeing a recovery driven more by the macroeconomic move of lower interest rates in the future, and better earnings in a much more broader rally, especially in the U.S. Canada's held in there better. We do expect it to continue to hold in there better. Especially the energy names have been doing exceptionally well, the gold names, and that's always good for the Canadian markets, as we see an upward push in the services around those industries, but the industries and the commodities themselves. It does put a little bit of quirk problem into the interest rate cuts. I mean, we are expecting cuts this year in Canada. We mentioned in previous videos, I don't think we're going to see them in June. I think that's going to be way too early. Inflation is just coming below the 3% target levels. The last thing the central banks want to do is to put in a cut, reinflate the economy, and then have to raise rates immediately after again. It would probably stall the economic growth even worse. They're better to wait a little bit longer, and have inflation come a little bit lower off their targets, giving them a little bit of buffer for a little bit for the inflation to bump up a bit after the cuts, but not go outside their ranges. Now, in Canada, the big problem we're heading into here is energy rallies, so does the Canadian dollar. So if the Canadian dollar is rallying, especially against the US dollar, and we cut rates, you're driving the dollar up even further, which for Canadian, which is a net exporting country, that puts a bit of pressure on the economy as well. So it's going to be a tightrope walk a bit here in 2024 as Canada has to play with currency, inflation rates, and interest rates as we go through this year. That all being said, the portfolios are performing excellent. We're very, very happy with them. We do have, I've mentioned in previous videos, we do have a new portfolio that we launched live. We've been working on the portfolio for almost 2.5 years now, but we launched it live last year. It's our all cap growth portfolio. So as opposed to the tactical portfolio, which is more conservatively run. Its numbers have been outperforming greatly to our to the risk that's in there, but the all cap portfolio is much more momentum design. It's trying to achieve a higher rate of return, still taking risk as the primary driver around the decisions. We also lightened its positions at the beginning of April to raise some cash to be more protective as we wait for that pullback. But it is being momentum driven. It's shooting for higher returns, but it brings more volatility. We will have those numbers coming up in September. We can't publish numbers or announce numbers until it's 1 year live. 1 year of live performance out there. So as we get to that date, we'll have those numbers for you. But if you're interested to see more or learn more about what's in the portfolio, how we run it differently, and kind of what the expectations are, what it would be appropriate for, who it would be appropriate for, by all means, reach out. We're happy to walk you through the process, what's in there, what we've been doing in the portfolio, and later be able to give you more details around how it's been going. So with that, I'm going to close things off. Just remember that we're going to do a new tactical portfolio for a month. We're going to do a new video also in May, more of a discussion between Harold, Julian, and myself, talking about macro shifts, micro movements, and where we see things kind of on an ongoing basis. So take a look for that coming out mid-May. Hopefully it's something you'll enjoy, and we love your feedback, of course. If there's any topics you want us to cover, by all means, let us know. I am going to do a deep dive, a Mike on Money video. Haven't done one in a little while. I'm going to talk about private credit funds or private debt investments. I think there's a massive problem that people are not aware of and a lot of risk in that area. And I want to detail that out for you. So I'll give you some more details around that. And lastly, as always, remember, if you want us to review, test your portfolio, your personal portfolios, send it in. We're happy to look at that. No obligation. The very least, you'll get an insight into where your risk exposures are, how we see you poised for kind of macro trends coming up, and if you have any over concentrations or over risk in your portfolios for your goals or your situations. So with that, I'll talk to you again next month, and thanks very much. See you.